B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog and Carla, who is thinking about quitting.
Who's fighting for her life.
Just fighting for her life and thinking about bailing on the whole thing.
Yeah, so unfortunately for you listening, I'm not quitting this job. But I am thinking about quitting the half marathon that I signed up for on Sunday.
So now, you've been looking forward to this for...
A year. Yeah, and honestly, I have made running... low-key, my entire personality for the last, 6 months. Arguably, annoyingly so.
Well, you know what? You've been looking forward to something, and it's quite an accomplishment to do a half marathon.
Thank you. And I wanted to do, the full marathon, and I really wanted to, get all into it. I wanted to shave 20 minutes off last year's time. I had all these goals. And now...
Can we just be honest with you? We're sick.
We're all sick.
We got hit bad.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
I was avoiding it last week. My wife was a little bit sick at home. Carla was a little bit sick here. And I was going, I got it coming from all angles and I'm good. And then I got hit with it.
Yeah, so basically it's gotten down to the point where I have been sick for over a week and a half. I got sick last weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, so this has been a while and now you've got this marathon to run.
Not even last weekend. 2 weekends ago.
Yeah. So now you got the half marathon on Sunday. We have no energy.
No.
Getting up is hard.
Walking, I was trying to catch the bus this morning and it was a little faster than I thought. And as I was scurrying over, I was like, oh.
You walked in. It was the first time we turned on the microphones this morning. Carla goes, and there was, she took a chunky breath.
I'm sorry. I know this is gross if you're listening.
But how, I guess the point is, you've been working towards this half marathon for such a long time. But now, if you feel like death, it's not going to be very enjoyable.
No.
So, Carla, just quit.
Do you think I should just quit this half marathon?
I do. No, I don't.
No.
I don't honestly think that. What do you think, Amadi Amazing?
No, you should not quit. You have been training for this literally since I moved up here in October. You talk about it all the time. It would be a waste.
So you're just going to have to figure out a way to do it while taking these chunky breaths. You got some steroids and an inhaler.
Okay, so that's the thing. I went to the doctor yesterday. And she was like, well, you've got to rest. And I was like, shh, diva, that's not going to work for me. I'm running a half marathon this weekend. Yeah. I'm trying to. And she just looked at me like I was crazy. And she was like, okay, here's what we can do. I can give you steroids and an inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go out there and try your best momma.
That's what your doctor said. Try your best momma.
She did say that.
No.
Yes, she did.
All right, doc.
Me and my girl.
She said momma.
Y'all were kicking.
No, she did not.
No, she did say, this is the best that I could do. Okay. Let's give you some steroids and give you an inhaler, and you can, be the judge of your own body.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could, run around the block.
Yeah.
I think you could.
So if you're just catching up, Carla, sick, not sure if she could run around the block. And is expecting to run a half marathon on Sunday.
Correct.
So hoping that you'll get over it. She's got a medicine ball tee right now.
I do.
Uh-huh. You know what? Maybe we send you on a little practice run. How brutal and awful does that sound?
That sounds terrible. But also, I am curious if I can actually run.
Can you?
At all.
Run around the block. So how about this? Do you want to do a live run on the radio?
Sure.
So,
gosh.
Can you get down to the lobby level in basically under 4 minutes?
Yes. Oh, that's easy. There's an elevator.
Okay. So Carla is going to do. So we're in the Prudential Building downtown. So if you go down to Stetson Avenue, you can run to Randolph, run downhill.
Michigan.
I didn't even think. What's the little street? Because there's a little.
Lake.
Well, there's a little street between Stetson and Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe go all the way to Michigan.
Okay.
And then up Lake.
Okay.
Now, up Lake is uphill. Uphill. But down Randolph is downhill.
Okay.
Do you think you could do it?
I think I could do it. I don't know if I want to go all the way down to Michigan, but I can go down that little side street.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you can't run around the block, then you probably shouldn't run the half marathon.
But if I can.
But if you can, then maybe you're ready.
Okay.
All right, so coming up next, Carla is going to get on the phone and do a live run around the block.
Security is going to be so confused.
I know. They're going to be like, why? What is she doing?
They're going to start chasing after you.
Okay.
Let's see.
Here I go.
Are you going to quit the half marathon? We'll find out next. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, and Amad the Amazing. So Carla is supposed to run the Chicago Bank of America half marathon this weekend. Is a little unsure if she wants to at this point. She's been sick for almost 2 weeks. We're both a little down bad right now. And she had to go to the doctor, get some steroids, an inhaler. Can she possibly make it through 13.1 miles? We're going to see if she can make it around the block.
She's laughing because she's not sure.
So, Carla, at least the weather's participating for you this morning, right?
Oh, my gosh. Live weather report. It is lovely outside. It is beautiful. In fact, I want to run.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well,
I guess.
Yeah, I guess we just ready, set, go.
Go. Okay. So I am currently running down Randolph.
Uh-huh. Carlos.
And I'm running downhill. So honestly, it feels pretty good.
Okay. So the thing is, I think that the half marathon is pretty flat. So you're getting a little extra here, but this is going to be made up for when she comes up Lake Street because there's a bit of a hill.
Got you. Are you in running shoes?
Correct. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Adidas.
Okay, you're so in Adidas. Like, so
I think they're called Sambas. I'm not sure.
Here's a good sign is that Carla is currently running down Randolph and is able to still talk to us on the phone.
Right.
Because earlier this morning, she took a breath and it had stuff in it.
I believe you referred to it as chunky.
There was some phlegm. It was Carla and friends that
I'm
were speaking.
I'm not coughing.
No.
I'm not coughing, but I am tired as heck. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
I just went down.
Have you turned?
Bobbinin?
What is this? Just some
I'm
other?
I'm on Lake Street now.
You're already on Lake Street?
Okay.
Yeah. I am Sneed. I am Olympic athleticism.
I am...
channeling my inner Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
It really is. So you're going uphill then if you're on Lake Street, right?
I am.
That's actually very impressive.
Really am.
Carla, by the way, so if you're just tuning in, Carla is running around the block right now.
That's the woman huffing and puffing on the phone.
Yeah. And the idea is we want to see if she can do the block, then she can do a half marathon on Sunday. And she's a little sick. Where are you now?
I am getting to the doors.
No way.
Of the two Prudential buildings. I am.
On Stetson?
Oh, no, wait. I came in through the fountain. I have one more block to go then.
Oh, okay.
She tried to cheat.
I started to think she was 100% lying to us. But it does sound like this is not that difficult for Carla.
No.
So while you've considered quitting and not doing the half marathon, I think it's safe to say you're going to have to do this half marathon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but okay, the thing is, as soon as I stop running, I know I'm going to start coughing.
Yeah, but that's future use problem.
Yeah.
Because you can run 13.1 miles and then cough your head off.
So what if people think I'm gross?
Well, they might. I'm going to be honest. They might.
And
that's okay. Doesn't matter what people think. It matters that you're a champion. Have you made your way back around to Stetson?
I'm officially indoors.
She's indoors.
Indoors.
You are a champion. You're going to do the marathon, the half marathon. You're going to do just fine. If you can do this, if you can round the block going uphill in under three minutes, actually, then you can do this half marathon on Sunday. So we're all going to be rooting for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you? And you're not even. You're not
up now.
You're not even coughing like you thought you were going to be.
Because I really want to, but I don't want to do it on the phone.
Okay.
I'm coughing too. Look, kid.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
This isn't the week for us.
That's not. That's okay.
But we're all going to be way better by Sunday. And we're going to go out and support Carla.
Absolutely.
So, if you'd like to support Carla, she's going to be doing the half marathon on Sunday. You can stand out there with a little sign and see her, all right? It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Can't crush Carla. Coming up at 7:50 for your chance to win $1,000 on B96.